Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, could the negative energy in their house be the cause of all the tension in their home?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. If you want access to all of our episodes ad-free, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the show. This is being recorded on the 30th of October, 2023, by the way, and over the weekend, the sad news of Matthew Perry of Friends fame passing away came about. Something I was unaware of, and this kind of made it even creepier to me. You know who his stepdad is?
No.
Keith Morrison from Dateline.
Shut up.
Yeah, because I was reading a story, and then all of a sudden I saw the word Keith Morrison, and it's like, and Keith Morrison was seen leaving the home. What the fuck is Keith Morrison doing in Matthew Perry's house? It's like, oh, it's a stepdad.
Yeah. Or who's the death guy? He's the time with the scepter.
You're talking about the Grim Reaper. Yes, I could see Keith Morrison also being the Grim Reaper as a side hustle.
That would make more sense to me than him being a stepdad, him showing up and making people die.
Well, there you go. All the conspiracy theories that, of course, arise every time someone dies. Just connect Keith Morrison to it. He showed up there with a sigh and a cloak, and suddenly Matthew Perry passes away.
But that's sad.
It is very sad, but I just thought that was interesting. It's like, wow, Keith Morrison. I don't know, weird connection for that. I was just thinking that because I actually have, Carol got me for my birthday a mug that has Keith Morrison all over it. It says, oh, that pesky DNA. And it's just shots of him on Dateline looking very curious in interviews. But yeah, interesting tidbit there. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to our first call of the day. Hi.
Hi, this is Christina. Yesterday I sent in a story, but today I just started thinking about some of the experiences I've had while listening to your show. And my apologies, I'm working right now, so I might just be moving around a little bit. I have a friend who now lives with me and my boyfriend, and we've been friends for a very long time. And a few years back, I went to his house for the very first time. His house was made, I don't remember how old it is, but I do know that my dad's friend used to live in that same house when he was growing up. It has gargoyles in the front. It's a very creepy house. Gargoyles are usually a sign of trying to keep out bad spirits, and they're very completely opposite with this house. I'm very sensitive. The moment that I walked into the house, it just felt really creepy. This one day, the very first time that I went to his house, we went downstairs, and he has a dog. His name is Thomas. It had a Bible in my backpack. This is after school. I was in high school, and some things were going on at home. So I was at his house for a while. And this night, I brought the Bible with me, and his dog just started barking at me. I mean, completely barking, growling at me. And as soon as he put the Bible in the backpack outside, it started growling. It was very odd. That was one instance where, like, the first time where I was like, okay, there's definitely something in this house. Seems like the dog very well sensed it. And there was this another time where I was upstairs. We were downstairs still. And he had an older brother that used to live down there. And we were all sitting together, just kind of hanging out and everything. This was late at night, probably like 2 o'clock in the morning. We all felt this weird feeling just randomly. If I remember correctly, we looked into this direction at the exact same time, which is really weird because we didn't have any reason to. That makes sense. And we looked over and we see these bare feet. And how the layout is at this time is they're in the bigger room. Practically a living room, family area, but they moved downstairs in there, so they had their bed in there. In the hallway, there's a hallway right in front of there, and there's two rooms kind of right next to each other in the corner. So the room is in the other corner, and then there's the hallway. And when we looked over and saw these feet, these bare feet, it was like a man's foot, like they're just walking, right? No noise to it, because usually you can hear when someone's walking and barefoot, sticking to the floor, kind of. None of that. And they walked into the wall. He had blankets hanging up, so you could just have like a curtain. They didn't have doors, so they put a blanket up. And you saw these bare feet just walk from the bottom. My friend's brother got up to check, and there was nothing. There was nobody there. It was just these phantom feet walking into the wall. It was very interesting. I've never witnessed something like that ever. Before that, I would say that my house is haunted, but not that haunted, where you would actually see this on a regular daily basis. But this type of thing happened a lot when I was over there. Like, another time, we're hanging out upstairs when his brother moved upstairs. This time we were all just kind of sitting around. We had more friends in there. We were all hanging out. And I asked his brother a question. And I don't remember what the question was. I know that it was kind of, not political, but I asked this question. And everybody in the room was quiet at this time. I asked the question. He didn't look at me, but I heard his voice. And everybody else heard his voice. He said yes, but his lips didn't move. He wasn't looking at me, but it sounded like when he said that, it sounded like it came from behind him. So everybody else noticed it. And so I looked around the room and I said, did anybody else hear that? Did anybody else see that? And you all agreed with me. They're like, yeah, like, I don't understand what just happened. Everybody started kind of freaking out. Some of the people that were in that room ended up leaving a couple minutes later. It was just this weird, you can definitely feel the energy after this. I think that's why some of those people left after that. But he said yes in his voice, but it wasn't him. I've witnessed a lot of things in my life, but this scared the shit out of me. Stuff like that in that house is like very typical. Like, They've witnessed a lot of stuff like that growing up in that house. And so it's just the thought of, like, there's definitely something in that house. And I've always thought about it whenever I've gone over there, because it's just it's a weird feeling. And it seems like that house, honestly, needs an exorcism or something, because it seems like if you try to leave that house, it will just kind of suck you back in. Since then, my friend has moved in with me. His brother has moved out. across the state. But every once in a while, they come back and they say hi to their parents and everything. So I brought this up one time where it just kind of, I told them, you know, it kind of seems like you can't get away from this house. And all of the tension that this family has had stems from the energy in the house. My friend has moved out. He seems to be a lot more happier, a lot more at ease, more comfortable. That could be for different reasons, but I have my own theories. Wanted to know what you guys think about it. I'm not the greatest storyteller, but I try my best. So, have a good day, you guys. I love what you guys do. Keep it up.
Thanks for sharing that that story with us. Interesting how we were talking about another episode, the energy of a location can have such an impact on things around you.
Yeah, absolutely. And in her story about, you know, the mimicking kind of sound of somebody else's voice, but they don't say anything. I've had that happen a couple of times at investigations, and it really is a freaky thing. I've been in a room alone and had somebody say something in my ear that sounded like somebody in a completely different room. And I'm not sure that there's anything freakier to me than that, but seeing just feet walking across a floor might do it too.
Yeah, I think that would definitely do it for me. I'm good. Thank you. I'm not investigating
good night.
Anymore. Thank you for sharing that story with us, Stu. Greatly appreciate it. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802. That's the phone number to call and do just that. If you'd like to listen to the show ad-free and get advanced episodes and the full archive, and check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel right there. We try it for 3 days free. Patreon.com/RealGhostStories or GhostPodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be Passenger Princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.